The following excerpt is from the Kingdom Reformation Community with Glenn Blakeney. To access the full video or audio, read the accompanying article, and join our exclusive monthly Zoom gathering, consider upgrading to a paid subscription. Sign up today at kingdomreformation.org and become part of a global community of kingdom-minded leaders. Don't miss out on what God is doing in this hour.
Wonderful. Well, what a joy to be here. Thank you so much, Glenn. These calls, I always look forward to them. I'm not just here because I'm sharing today, but I mean, what a privilege it was last time to hear from Michael Brodeur. Thank you so much for organizing that, Glenn. And I just think these calls are such a significant, at least for me, these are such a significant part of just being able to participate in what God's doing in the church in what is, I believe, a brand new era in here, prophetic purposes on the earth. So a little bit about me. Obviously, my name's Garth, married with two girls. 10 years ago, my wife and I went to Nairobi, Kenya to start the church. And we spent 4 years there before coming back to Australia and took on another church there in Newcastle. Got some of our team on today, which is wonderful to have them here because they've walked such a journey with us during that COVID season. That was during the COVID season. At the moment, we're spending 9 months a year in Dubai, planting a church there in the UAE, which is, again, just such a wild adventure, seeing God's hands backing up the church. And when Jesus said, "I'll build my church," he wasn't joking. He really will. But I think, you know, just to rewind to when we took on the church in Newcastle, it became very apparent to us in the very early days of COVID that this wasn't just a disaster to lament, despite it having some detrimental, you know, devastating impacts on various aspects of humanity. But we sense it wasn't just a disaster to lament. It wasn't just an interruption to get over so that we could get back to business as usual, but we really did sense that it was a season of divine opportunity to reform the way that we do church. And so when I was put in touch with Glenn Blakeney, I couldn't believe it, what I was hearing. I thought, this is exactly what I've written in the book. This guy is already talking about it. He's talking about it way better than I do. My spirit leapt because I was hearing a message being spoken that deeply resonated with what I and our team perceived God doing on the earth. And so I really do want to thank you, Glenn, for organizing these calls. I am fairly well convinced that Reformation isn't going to take place through one Zoom call, but it's going to be in a continued conversation and commitment for even the rest of our days to more faithfully live out our mission as the church to see the kingdom of God coming forward. And so the topic today is just a central one to, I believe, what God is doing in his reformation of the church in this post-COVID era. And as we read before from Matthew 24, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. And so to address this topic today from a truncated gospel to the gospel of the kingdom, we need to examine two major ideas. We need to explore what is the gospel of the kingdom, and then we can ask the question, how has the gospel been truncated in the contemporary church? Now, truncated, that's a really cool word. I had to look it up to know exactly what it meant. And when I did, I was really blown away by just how helpful that word is to describe what has taken place with the gospel message over the past few decades.